This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. Our top stories first. Coronavirus testing begins in 7 places outside Kathmandu Valley. Nepali Congress demands government to expand the COVID-19 test across 77 districts. More than 2,000 foreign nationals stranded in Nepal following nationwide lockdown return home. Non-resident Nepali Association urges government to rescue Nepalis living abroad without valid documents. And global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 65,700. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has informed that the coronavirus tests have begun in 7 places outside Kathmandu Valley. Speaking at a press conference organized at the ministry today, a spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Vikas Devkota, said the test has begun in Chitwan from today. By widening the scope of testing, and testing would begin in Butwal from tomorrow as well. Dr. Devkota also informed that 114 people are receiving treatment in the isolation wards of hospitals across the nation. 12 of them are being treated in Kathmandu Valley, while rest of them are receiving treatment in the hospitals out of Valley. The minister informed that the 94 people kept in Bhaktapur quarantine tested negative. As per the information shared by Dr. Devkota, 140 people are under direct observation, marking them on the red zone. He also informed that the necessary process has been initiated to diagnose the infected persons through rapid testing in Kailali, Kanchanpur and Baglung districts, as per the direction of the meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday. Chief Minister of Sudhir Paschim Province Trilochan Batta has said that high alert measures have been adopted, mobilizing all mechanisms of the country to prevent and control the coronavirus. Addressing the people residing in the province from the office of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers, Chief Minister Bhatta said the provincial government has provided budget to all local levels required for management of quarantine to keep returnees from India. Nepali Congress district presidents have demanded the government to expand the COVID-19 test to all 77 districts. Issuing a joint press release today, the NC president from 77 districts made the government aware about the coronavirus and it could spread in Nepal at an alarming rate, so the test must be expanded in all the districts for everyone's risk. The government needs to provide quality safety materials, including personal protective equipment, to the health workers, security personnel and media persons. 2,370 foreign nationals stranded in Nepal following the nationwide lockdown have returned home as of today. The Nepal Tourism Board informed that 907 German, 608 French, 302 American, 256 Australian, 122 Dutch, 102 Czech Republicans and 66 Malaysian nationals have returned home by chartered flights. Meantime, the Tourism Board further informed that currently 1,378 foreign nationals are in contact with the board. 15 foreign nationals in Manang have expressed unwillingness to return home at the moment as they fear of the increased risk of COVID-19 in their home countries. Chief District Officer of Manang Pusparas Podil said they are from the United States of America, the Netherlands, Argentina, Germany, Israel and other European countries. They are presently staying in Upper Manang, Pisang, Sami, Timang and Dharapani, and they were reluctant to return back as Nepal was safe for them right now because of the risk of COVID-19 infection seemed less in Nepal. However, collection of data about those tourists staying at Narabhumi Rural Municipality has not been possible and they could not be contacted by any means of communication. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali has informed that the government is working for the safety of people living abroad. Talking to Radio Nepal today about coronavirus pandemic and its impact on Nepalese living abroad, including India, Foreign Minister Gyawali said,
"The President, the Prime Minister and I are talking to our respective counterparts regarding the safety of Nepalese during this pandemic. Our embassies are working 24 hours for providing safety to the Nepalese living abroad. We have mobilized our diplomatic channels to take information of Nepalese living abroad and to make sure whether they are staying safe and whether they have any problem during this crisis. I urge all Nepalese to stay safe at the country they live in, abiding by the lockdown rules of the respective government. For the safety of Nepalese living or stranded in India, we have urged the government of India to ensure safety, including food, shelter and safe drinking water to the Nepalese. The Indian administration is providing security to the Nepalese kept in the quarantine in the border areas. We have been taking information of the situation of Nepalese kept in quarantine through chief district officers and border security forces. Deputy Inspector Generals representing various provinces are also coordinating with their Indian counterparts to ensure safety to the Nepalese. Likewise, I am doing video conference with ambassadors to know about the status of Nepalese working especially in Gulf countries, Malaysia and South Korea. We have told ambassadors that no Nepalese should be left jobless in the pretext of the pandemic. Likewise, we have requested our friendly nations to provide security also to Nepalese with expiring visa or contact period or any Nepalese overstaying due to the present crisis. And as per our request, many countries have made such arrangement for the Nepalese. Students staying at different countries in course of pursuing education like in Australia, UK, USA, Canada and European countries don't have compulsion to return home at present. The Nepalese students who also work part-time are facing difficulties right now. But the High-Level Coordination Committee has already made an arrangement for guardians and parents of the students to send money to their children living abroad. Nepal Rashtra Bank has facilitated for this purpose. And we are also taking information about Nepalese residing abroad permanently through our embassies. The friendly nations have treated all the Nepalese equally like their own citizens during this crisis. They are not deprived of the fundamentals. However, in the case of Nepalese who don't have legal documents and facing problems, the Non-Resident Nepal Association is also providing help to them. We are also continuously monitoring the situation through our embassies.
The final hearing in the Supreme Court on case relating to supply of relief packages to Delhi Waste owners and poor people during the lockdown period by the government has been postponed for tomorrow. The case in the bench of Justice Hari Karki and Dr. Ananda Mohan Bhattarai was postponed till tomorrow, citing time constraint today. According to the Supreme Court source, hearing on the case is on progress as there was a limited time for final decision today. The Non-Resident Nepali Association has urged the government to rescue the Nepalese living without valid documents, including those in student visa in various countries across the world, stating that COVID-19 pandemic has affected almost every country in the world. The Non-Resident Nepali Association has appealed to the government to rescue its citizens, including those living illegally after their visit or working visa expired. The NRNA has also expressed its readiness to provide support to the government in this regard. NRNA spokesperson Dr. D.B. Chhetri urged those Nepalese living illegally to contact the Nepal's diplomatic missions or the concerned NRNA chapters. Nepal Nursing Council has said that country's nursing and midwifery forces are working round the clock amidst adversity and challenges sparked by the COVID-19 pandemic. The council has called on the entire health and other workforces to fulfill the given responsibilities with the compliance of work ethics by keeping self-confidence and willpower high and intact. Seven members of a youth infected by coronavirus and undergoing treatment at Sethi Hospital have tested negative for the virus. One of the family members' sister-in-law, one of the youth had tested positive on Saturday. The hospital spokesperson, Dr. Jagadish Joshi, said throat swab for COVID-19 test was collected from 8 members of the youth's family, but all they tested negative. The infected youth had returned Nepal from Dubai via Delhi on 20th March. You are listening to Red Nepal's 8 PM news. Here we take a short commercial break.
खुशी कसरी खुशी हुन्छ जब बाँड्ने छैन कोही छैन कोही आफ्नो भन्दैमा आफ्नो हुन सम्पर्कमा बस्या खै सम्पर्कका लागि बलियो आधार नेपाल टेलिकम हो राष्ट्रकै संचार सम्पर्कको आधार राष्ट्रको संचार नेपाल टेलिकम
Nepal Telecom, Rashtra Ko Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now, rest of the news updates. Laboratory test for coronavirus has begun from Dhulikhel Hospital today. The test will be carried out initially only 2 days a week in the first phase. Dr. Rajendra Koju of the hospital said the number of days for the test of COVID-19 could be increased as per the situation of the transmission of the contagious disease. He informed that the testing tools including sufficient PPE are gradually being managed in the hospital. The Bagmati state government has provided the hospital a budget of 2 million rupees for COVID-19 testing and treatment. The Dhangadi market in Kailali has been completely closed from today in the aftermath of three more COVID-19 positive cases found there yesterday. The Dhangadi sub-metropolis yesterday issued a press statement deciding to close shops in the locality from today. However, medical shops have remained open. The construction of National Pride Project Gautam Buddha International Airport of Rupindahi District has been badly slowed due to the nationwide lockdown implemented by the government to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The project being implemented by Chinese company Sopar reports almost 90% construction progress. Local workers hired for the project are already out of work as they have returned home with the announcement of the nationwide lockdown. According to Project Chief Prabhesh Adhikari, transportation of purchased construction equipment up to the construction site has been halted due to the stay-home order. Now on to some international updates. The global death toll from the coronavirus has surpassed 65,700 as the infection cases top 1.2 million. The rate of coronavirus death in Spain slowed for a third straight day as the European nation reported 674 deaths compared to 809 a day earlier as the country began its fourth week under a near-total lockdown. Meantime, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned the United States is entering what could be its toughest week 8 as the number of coronavirus cases in the country surged past 300,000. India has recorded 99 deaths from the coronavirus, while more than 3,500 people have been infected by the virus. Sri Lanka's President Gotabaya Rajapakse has said he has released 2,961 inmates in the past 2 weeks as part of an effort to reduce congestion in prisons during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, general weather forecast for country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thundershowers are possible at one or two places of the western hilly regions. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Coronavirus testing begins in 7 places outside Kathmandu Valley. Nepali Congress demands government to expand COVID-19 test across 77 districts. More than 2,000 foreign nationals stranded in Nepal following nationwide lockdown return home. Non-resident Nepalese Association urges government to rescue Nepalese living abroad without valid documents. And global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 65,700. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinedidinepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned and have a good night.